It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Do you throw out $4,600 in food every year? Well, that's the average amount in each household. And as our guest, Sylvia Klinger, she's a Hispanic nutritionist, says, that's a vacation. Well, she's here in our Family Food Kitchen to help us save that money so we can plan a holiday. Sylvia, the fact that I weigh $4,600 in food a year, it actually makes me gag. It's like, really? That's a lot. How do I do this?
Yes, and that's in the radar of a lot of people today, especially health professionals, because I think as we cried out and say, produce are so expensive, food is getting more expensive, I think we need to look, you know, one of those things where, okay, where can I really be more efficient? And one of the things that we find is running our kitchen. There is a lot we can do to really save those dollars. So we can actually have, you know, great meals, very high quality meals that feel even probably at a lesser cost than what we're paying today.
Wow. So you're exactly right. We're sitting here saying I can't spend this much on a healthier food, but I can throw away unhealthy food. To the tune of $4,600, that is a lot. So what is the first, when you say we need a more efficiency in the way we run our kitchen, what's step number one in stopping our food waste?
Well, step number one is planning. When we don't plan, we fail, unfortunately. We have to plan. We have to have a plan of action, whether we create a couple of menus for the week, we go and get those groceries. I think we also have the syndrome that, you know, more is better. So sometimes we go out to the stores and if we see it on sale, we see things, you know, if it's not like paper goods that, you know, they're going to last forever, perhaps. I think, you know, it's not really wise to be buying like all these foods that eventually could go bad. So we need to really plan so that we're not buying things that are really out of our list. And stick to your list. I mean, if you see something on sale, of course, that is not perishable, by any means, you might buy it and put it in storage. But I think it's best to do those small shopping trips and really planning that meal for the week, planning your list, and not really trying to do your recipes to feed an army when you only have a family of four at home. You've got to really take a look at that, because sometimes, you know, we go crazy buying, you know, the gigantic bags and the huge amounts of, you know, of everything. And eventually, you know, a lot of the stuff, you know, like the big tubs of sour cream, or the big tubs of margarine, or the big tubs of everything. And that really leads to waste when you really, you know, when you really look at it.
That's so true. I've read it so many times that we are wasting more food nowadays than consuming. So really, we talk so much about world hunger, but we produce enough food. It's just that we're wasting so much. If we were to consume everything we produce, there would be no such a thing as world hunger. And that just makes me really sad to even think about it. But right. In my own kitchen, one of the things that I find hard to do is, like you said, if I do go to the grocery store and their spinach is on sale, for example, that is a perishable, but the bigger bag is so much cheaper. So do you have any tips? Like, could I freeze the spinach, or, you know, should I just alter my menu to include that sale spinach? Or what are your tips for dealing with those kind of situations?
That's a great point, because definitely, if something is in season, you definitely want to alter that menu and say, oh my, you know, the spinach is on sale, so I could have a spinach salad tonight, and perhaps I could do, like, you know, in a couple of days later, I could do lasagna, with, you know, a vegetable lasagna that has spinach. I could, then the leftovers, I will freeze them. Spinach freezes beautifully. I grow spinach every summer because I love spinach so much. So I put it in little bags, too. So that's another thing, you know, when you freeze something, put it in small containers. So let's say you have leftover chili. You decided to make a big pot into your crock pot. Great idea. Then you only ate half of that. So maybe store it in small containers that are only fit for one night. So that way, you know. So you can then, but then take inventory of your things in the freezer, because that's another problem. We stack the fridge so heavy that we have no idea what's in that refrigerator. So you gotta take inventory before you go to the store so you don't buy more things that you already have. That's a step, now another second step, aside from planning. You're going to take an inventory before you go out to shop. And that will save you a lot of money. And then when you freeze things, do them in small containers. And all, you know, you have to rotate things, just like how we do in restaurants and food service operations. If something that you froze is already, you know, it's a couple months old, you want to put it towards the front and remind yourself that you have to use that. Plan on using those frozen things too, so they don't, so you can put new things in your freezer as well.
That's such a good point, because sometimes I would freeze. I'll make a soup is my big one. I will make soup that actually feeds us for 2 nights, but my kids are big on not wanting 2 nights in a row of soup. So then I would freeze the second half. But then if I just want one lunch portion, I'm defrosting the whole thing, and then I can't freeze it again. So that's a great reminder. I'll definitely be paying more attention to freezing one portion at a time. So I like that a lot.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I see, I have a friend of mine that is, she's like my hero when it comes to really being organized in the kitchen and with your pantry. And on Sunday, because she works full time and has, you know, 2 kids. So on Sunday, she will pack already in little baggies all the lunches. So she will boil eggs and say, okay, this is like, you know, you can have, there's some, and she puts them on the refrigerator. So there's some boiled eggs. She had things for the whole week. So when the lunches come in, the kids can just grab from the things that she already portioned out. I think, you know, it's actually a great idea, too, that when you come back from the grocery store, you know, you can even bag the crackers. You can bag things in small. So let's say you go to the warehouse club and you buy a big bag of crackers, big box of crackers. So even like, you know, start using them right away so they don't go stale. And that's the great way, you know, pack them up so they're right there when the kids come out of school, they can see them and they can grab them. Same with the fruit, you know, those highly perishable fruits, whether it be when you have oranges or apples, you know, ones are the ones that we buy quite a bit, you know, they're always on sale, or grapes. Get them out, you know, or cut them up if it's something that you can cut up, like a kiwi or the strawberries, wash them up, get them ready. Put them in a bowl or something where people can see them. When they see it, that they will eat it, people. They will eat it. I come home and I chop things up, you know, whether I have a papaya or a pineapple, I have to cut it and I have to make it available. And what my friend does, she cuts it, puts them in little baggies so the kids can just grab them before their practices, when they're home in a rush, when they need to, you know, they don't have any time for breakfast one morning, everybody got up late. Pick a little baggie, run out the door.
Those are great tips. You're right. And sometimes if I have fruit that is overripe, a lot of times people will just throw it in the garbage. But overripe fruit, you can use it in smoothies. And, you know, they're actually, most overripe fruit is sweeter, right? So it makes it for great smoothies.
Yes. Yes. In fact, like the bananas, for example, they're great. You know, when they get like very, you know, like with the freckles, even the kids don't want that. Oh, no, that, I don't like that. And I love them because they're sweeter and they taste really good. But for them, so I put them in smoothies. I also I have a great banana recipe that the kids love. And when those bananas are getting overly ripe, then I need 3 bananas for my banana bread. So think, again, that planning. So you see the bananas there, and instead of going completely rotten, okay, tomorrow I got to make the banana bread tonight so it's ready for breakfast tomorrow. And then you can slice the leftover of that banana bread. You can freeze half of it for later, or you can just, you know, keep it, make sure you keep it out too and serve it out when they come home from school or practice or for dessert, whatever you might see an opportunity.
Sylvia, you are so right. Thank you for pointing all those things and giving us some great money, food-saving tips that we can all use in our everyday kitchen. Because every time you throw food away, just think about how much work was wasted trying to grow that food and getting it to you. So I hope everybody pays a little bit more attention to any food that's going into the trash. But Sylvia, again, thank you so much. And everybody, to find out more about Sylvia and all her recipes and her work, go to HispanicNutrition.com. And for more from us and all our past radio shows, go to RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.